This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Katy Perry. Now, as you know, she's had a really good song of late and some really awful songs of late. That's about it, really. No, she's actually the new judge on American Idol, which is being rebooted on a new network in a low-cost format, as they like to say.
Right,
because it was too expensive before.
Okay.
And that was why it got axed, not because of the ratings. It was because it was costing too much. But funnily enough, in the new low-cost version of American Idol, Katy Perry is being paid $25 million. I hate to think what that means.
How much?
25 mil, that's in the new low-cost version? So what does that mean that J-Lo and Steve Tyler and that were getting paid, I wonder? A lot more, I would imagine.
Yeah, wow.
But the big question is then, who is going to be joining her on the judging panel? Because all of the ones everyone thought of all got poached by The Voice. They nicked all of the sort of headline people who used to be on Idol. So now they're only left, if they want an Idol person, they've only got ones that nobody really cares about.
Oh, no, there's lots of, like, you know, there was Fantasia.
Again, I'm sticking with what I just said.
Adam Lambert?
Yeah, no, they won't get him.
No?
Well, he was on, what was he on here? X Factor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Didn't do that well, though.
Yeah, but, you know, he was still popular.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're apparently, they just want to get some cheapies, some industry people. But I wonder, are they going to reboot Idol here?
I reckon that's on the cards, actually.
Now that we've sort of down to just The Voice, which is completely inadequate at finding a good, a successful singer.
Yeah.
They find good singers, but nobody that anybody wants to buy anything of.
Yes.
So anyway, if you know a bit who the other judges are going to be, let us know. Or if you know if Australian Idol's coming back, we'll check with Anthony. He might know.
Yeah. He'd be a good judge.
I was thinking the perils of internet dating they could land you in legal trouble.
See, internet dating wasn't around when we met.
Because we're old and we've been together for a long time.
What was it? Oh, no, chat rooms are around. You could meet on the, and you could dial into bulletin boards, which I'm guessing because you're a techno useless.
I'm up to date with all the latest trends in computers. And
So you never did any bulletin board internet dating stuff, did you?
I actually have no idea what you're talking about
bulletin board.
They're things you stick pins in.
No,
aren't they?
You used to dial the different boards with your modem. You had to have a separate number and dial in.
A modem.
A modem, yes. Yeah. You know, if you did really well, you had a I'm not even going to go there. All right, we're talking about internet dating.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, over to Texas, where a Texas man, who's named because there's legal action pending, 37-year-old Brandon, he is suing his Tinder date. $17.31. Precisely. $17.31, which apparently was the price of the ticket to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
He didn't show up, did he?
He's suing her.
Oh, it's a straight date.
Yeah. Oh.
I just assume they're all, you know, gays.
Homosexuals on Tinder.
Well, just on internet dating. I forget that straight
people
do
use
that.
It. Oh. It's the latest thing.
Do they do things?
Apparently. Anyway, apparently he said it's the kind of first date from hell, he said after they met online. The woman, 35, who will not be named because she doesn't wish to be, said she didn't know about the legal action and said it was crazy. Yes. So Brandon, in his legal action, has claimed that after around 15 minutes in the movie, she started texting on her phone, which apparently is one of his biggest pet peeves.
Well, it's every movie goes pet peeve. No. Put your bloody phone away.
Yeah, and so in the court papers, he said, and apparently she did that for at least, she did it about 10 or 20 times in 15 minutes. Ooh. So it just kept going, you know? Yeah. And then he asked her to do it outside. Mm. And by that he meant texting, leave. Not yeah. do it yeah. outside, okay? She left the cinema and didn't come back.
Oh, no surprise there.
And as then she counterclaimed.
Oh, she counterclaimed.
And said, no, I only did it two or three times. And apparently she was messaging a friend who was having a fight with her boyfriend. See, so it was fine.
Oh, it was important.
It was fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then apparently the film's director weighed in and said, oh, Dahl, you can't be texting away while watching my movie.
No.
Because all this has gone on, you know. In response, she said she's going to take legal action against Brandon.
Right.
Counterclaiming.
Yeah.
Because apparently he got in touch with her little sister to try and get the money out of her. See,
he went the extortion route. For the $17.45.
$17.31. They have odd pricing structures.
Oh, it's their tax thing over there, I guess. Yeah.
So, look, people, these are the perils of internet dating. You need to beware and maybe have a prenup before going out on the first date so you know what the expectations
Perhaps
are.
Perhaps there should be a standard contract for internet dating.
I will not text during my first date in a movie. There will be no kissing or sexing on the first date, or there may be. I don't know.
We definitely go Dutch on the first dinner date. We each pay a half.
Oh.
Don't look at me like that.
Traffic for Melbourne.
No, but sometimes an urgent traffic report comes in that we need to deal with because it is what is known as hashtag urgent. This is coming from Silas, who's let us know. He's popped outside in Spray Street, Elwood, just went out the front to check. No traffic to be seen travelling on the roadway. Apparently travel time is approximately 2 minutes end-to-end. And there are only...
Four parks left on the non-permit side.
So be careful out there on Spray Street in Elwood, people.
Yeah.
It is a hell.
If you need the car park, get in quick.
Yeah. Now, I need to put a big alert out here.
Yeah.
It's a Margaret Court alert. And I mean Margaret Court may wish to cover her little ears.
So if she's listening.
Because I may be about to offend her.
If she's listening to Joy.
No, she's listening. I know, because she's got to get more material.
Yeah.
Like she's like a stand-up comedian. She's got to get more material constantly.
It's like when the material on Joy, you might need to get the children to turn their ears away. In this case, this is a Margaret Court warning.
Yes.
Margaret, you just need to turn your radio down.
Because this may just, you know, really ruin her day.
Oh, no.
And maybe her head might explode when she hears it.
Please.
Right?
Yes.
So we're going to Holland.
Holland.
I know. That would make her explode off the top of her head right now.
They do things over there that aren't allowed here.
I know. Gay vultures have become parents in the Amsterdam Zoo. I know. Margaret Court is right now bleeding from the eyes and the ears and maybe stigmatering. Now,
so many things about that line. Hang on. So vultures.
Vultures. You know,
in
birds.
Holland.
Yes. In a zoo.
In a zoo.
Yep.
Gay
in
yes, vultures.
Yes. They've actually got, there's a pair of male vultures who are in a long-standing relationship because these are also the kind of birds that pair bond.
Mm.
And so these vultures have been in a long-term relationship. They do, you know, all the normal vulture stuff, you know, eat rotten
what
food.
Was that?
Eat rotten dead animals and, you know, hang about and have the odd rooty-rooty.
Really?
They do.
So that it's a consummated pair bonding.
And
I like that too.
Now the boys
marriage
have a
should
child.
Be changed to that word, pair what? Bonding.
Pair bonding.
Yeah.
How very, very animal world. But no, they actually now have a child. Baby vulture.
What?
Let me go back a couple of steps here for you.
That would be
now,
good, please.
In the zoo, there was an egg that was rejected by its parents, its original ones. And so the zookeepers looked at it and thought, well, what are we going to do with this little egg? And so they popped it into the incubator for a little while they thought about it. And then they thought, let's give it to the boys and see if the boys will, you know.
They're vulture uncles.
No, I think it's more like a surrogacy type thing, isn't
They're
it?
They're adopted dads.
Yes. So they got the egg. And then they looked after the egg, and the egg has now hatched.
And they're proud dads.
They are, and they're doing, you know,
what do you
all
call a daddy vulture?
Daddy vulture? You can head on down to the land and find a few of them.
Your leg went where I went.
Hello to my brother Grant, if he's listening. So the two boy vultures have now, they're raising a baby, feeding it. It's growing.
Hang on.
Happy.
How are they feeding it?
Well, the same as they.
Oh, that's right. They chew it up and then
spit it into their mouth.
Oh.
You know, do a bit of regurging.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff.
So they're doing that.
Yeah. And the baby's doing really well. So as I said, Margaret Court, head exploding. She would not be impressed with this because as far as
she's concerned, it's against the natural order of God.
I know. Two boys cannot raise a child.
They cannot.
According to Margaret Court. Mm. That's our exclusive recording of Margaret Court. Now, the joy photographer Betty was getting very excited when I said, coming up, we're going to be talking about lesbian chocolate.
Is she a lesbian?
I hear she might be.
Oh, that would explain.
And then she was
that would be explain her taste in music.
And chocolate, apparently.
She's going to kill me for that.
You're only going to get bad photos from now on. But no, we're talking about... from a few years ago, a couple of chocolates came out as a lesbian couple.
What?
And it was only just particularly noticed in the last week when it went viral on Twitter.
Oh, well, of course.
Ms. Brown and Ms. Green, the Brown and Green M&Ms, a couple of years ago, they came out as a couple.
Where?
On the... M&M's Twitter account.
Did they?
But nobody really noticed at the time. Because it was a lovely little photo of the two of them
but
sitting there.
But did they come out explicitly or did they just post a photo of themselves sucking each other? Because they're chocolates.
Well, no, they had their hand on the other one's knee and then the hands across the hands.
Yeah.
And it said, it's rare Ms. Brown and I get to spend time together without some colourful characters barging in. From Ms. Green.
Right.
And it's only just been noticed by the... So everyone just sort of this one... Because nobody follows that.
Brown and Green are in love.
Yes.
It's lovely.
I know. And as people said, it's fair to say people couldn't be happier. One user wrote, kind of cool political statement on behalf of a big American brand. LGBTIQ relationships are normal. Reminder, candy's still bad for you. Thanks for ruining it.
So how long ago did they come out?
Oh, it was a couple of years ago now.
Oh, so who They've and who owns M&M's?
Mars.
Mars. Mm. Oh, okay. So they're pro us.
Yes.
Oh, that's
well, they sell us chocolate and dog food. And they know we like both chocolate and we have dogs.
Pretty
that
much
like
covers
dog
the
food.
Market. Yeah, that's it. Don't feed your dogs chocolate though.
No, give them the dog food. I'll have the chocolate. For anybody who's listened to us for a little while, they would know one of our favourite TV shows is Gogglebox.
Yes, it is.
I love that show. I don't know what it is, but I just love that show.
It's all kinds of things. But it's mostly because it's simply a mirror of you.
I know, and I can talk to it.
You do talk
to it.
And it
talks back to
you. And funnily enough, most of the time, it agrees with you, which is what you actually enjoy most.
I love that. But I usually say it first. So that's why it's important.
Well, that even ratification, you know.
I know. TV
validation. Yes. Gogglebox validates Cam and all his loud and obnoxious opinions about television.
But they're all correct.
You also watched the British one.
Yes. The British one, which was the original Gogglebox. I must say, I don't mind it, but I don't know why. It's just not...
It's not as entertaining because it's not as timely. Some of them are really old, and so they're talking about shows sometimes we haven't seen, or it's just a little out of date.
I know, I just can't get, you know.
And sometimes you just don't understand their accents.
So. I know. Well, funnily enough, the UK version, though, has actually produced some bona fide stars over there. You know the Essex girl who sits on the couch with her parents?
Yeah.
Who we generally can't understand a word she says.
And you say she should actually be in The Only Way is Essex.
I know, but did you know she actually was on last year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and she won it?
I didn't.
Yeah, and now she's going to
Hang on. So in the UK, the Gogglebox people can play celebrities.
Yes, apparently.
They're not kept under wraps like they are here.
No, and she's also, I'm assuming she might actually not be on the show anymore because she's also going to be host. You know, Ant and Dec, the two...
two very famous
hosts.
Who host
everything in the UK.
Yeah.
She's going to be co-hosting with their Saturday night show that's coming up. So she's like turned into a proper star.
Righto.
They've got, you know, and a few others have gone on to do, you know, other things. They've had spin-offs over there, of course.
Spin-offs?
Yes.
They, Gogglebox.
Yeah, the biggest one was Goggle Sprogs. Remember we talked about that, where they had kids talking about...
oh, yes, because the name was just really unfortunate.
Yeah, Goggle Sprogs.
Yes.
Because the little Sprogs.
I know, I know.
They're having another spin-off.
Oh.
Now it's going to be called Vlogglebox.
What?
Vlogglebox.
Which is that V-L-O?
Yes. Vlogglebox. Which will be...
yeah,
Vlog?
Video log? No, I don't know.
Something like that. Log. Yeah, video type things. And here's the description of the show.
Yeah.
Most of the show will be shot on iPhones attached to the cast's phones and tablets. So this time they're going to be watching internet videos on their phones while being filmed by a phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're going to be sitting there watching a phone, filming somebody watching cat videos on a phone.
Oh, my God. Can it get any more silly? Like, yes. I like the idea of Gogglebox.
Then we'll have Vloggle Sprogs. So it'll be it'll be us watching kids watching.
Playing Candy Crush on Mum and Dad's iPad.
Yeah. And you know what? It'll probably be freaking awesome. Now, Chris.
Yes.
As you know, steps are back.
Oh,
have you noticed?
I think I've been tweeting to the whole world at every possible occasion about every part of the steps that steps have taken to relaunch themselves onto the world.
And what is the sign these days of a group that have made it?
They sell records.
Well, there's that. But what do they branch out into afterwards?
TV.
Oh, God, Chris.
Merchandise.
Stage productions.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What?
As you know, like there's, you know, Mamma Mia was the ABBA musical.
Yes.
There was some god-awful Spice Girls one along the way.
One that didn't go very far.
No, nobody. We don't speak of that again.
Who else has branched out into musicals?
Steps. That's right. Steps are going to have a music.
What?
It will be 5678 The Musical.
No.
Oh, yes. 5678 The Musical is due to premiere in August at the Camden Fringe Festival.
Starring
people.
Right.
It's a 60-minute...
Who wrote this?
A person. Okay, I'll get to that for you.
Right.
It's a 60-minute musical, and they will be performing the classic hits of Steps, interspersed with a sort of ragtag story to sort of
thing that links them together in some really weird way.
Yeah, like Mamma Mia.
Right.
So it's premiering in August. It will be starring various people who, you don't really care about.
You know.
But all profits from the show will be donated to a disability charity. So it's actually for a good cause as well,
okay.
Not just for the brilliance of it. And yes, it is a comedy.
Really?
As they say, it's a comedy. It doesn't take itself too seriously, just like Steps.
Oh, but you know, if it actually gets really big and is really successful, then we have to start casting major stars as the characters.
I know.
Because, like Meryl Streep as Enfrid.
No, we'll take that back. She is never to appear in a musical ever again unless she's dubbed.
But they're doing a Mamma Mia, the sequel, aren't
I'm they? Saying again.
And
she can appear
back.
In it, but she's not allowed to sing because she was awful.
I know she
And
did.
Actually, Colin Firth's not allowed to sing either.
No.
And actually, none of the people who were in that movie are allowed to sing.
No.
Including Pierce Brosnan. He's not allowed to sing again. We'll make it a silent movie.
Who would play H?
Which one was he?
The gay one.
Oh, the gay one. Oh. Oh, you know, he had the nice floppy hair back in the day and all of that. I don't know. Who would you...
JB? Get Justin Bieber to play H.
Oh, he'll have to straighten those goddamn curls out, though.
What curls?
On his head.
Oh, he's got curls now.
He's always had curls.
No, he's got straight hair.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay. And who would play Lisa Scott Lee? Come on.
What would a show be without some Mariah Carey news?
One of our shows.
It just
wouldn't be the same.
No. So let's have some.
Okay.
So Mariah, she's in a new movie coming up. She's in the upcoming Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler movie, which is called The House.
The House.
And in it, funnily
enough... She stars?
No. I guess you'd call her guest star, but she plays herself.
She's a cameo appearance.
Yes, yeah. She's in it for about 5-10 minutes, that sort of thing. So apparently she's in for a bit. So one of the other people in the movie has come out and spoken about how it went.
Names, darling? Names?
His name is Rob Hubel.
Okay.
He's also in Baywatch, apparently.
Okay.
So there you go. As he said, it did not go well.
Oh.
Effing, what is going on with her? It was bananas. Apparently, she
is
rolled
that a
up.
Quote
that's
from,
an exact from, quote from him.
Right.
Right. So apparently, she rolled up 4 hours late. For the one
Has
day.
Has anyone watched her show? That's what she does. In fact, that's what she's actually excels at.
Well, she hobbles along on shoes she can't walk
turning
in.
Turning up
you know.
Late.
So, and she was there for one day.
One day.
So she was 4 hours late for her one day.
Right.
She demanded her trailer, yes, she had a trailer, be filled with all white roses and stuffed lambs. She's vegetarian. Now, apparently...
What, stuff with rosemary and garlic? That's what I was thinking.
Lambs is what she calls her fans. And that, so she wanted stuffed ones, little, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
This woman.
And then in the thing, she'd already agreed to everything, and she was to sing one song.
Oh, she was going to sing.
She was going to sing a song in it. And once she got onto set, she decided she didn't want to sing that song anymore.
No, and, I'm not happy. No, so, we're not singing that.
Yeah, she wanted to change the song. And in the actual script that she'd already seen and approved, and she was to be shot and killed in the movie.
Righto.
Anyway.
A bit like that movie Beyonce was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then once she got there, she said, I don't feel like my character would get killed by bullets. Like, what if I deflected them like Wonder Woman?
She didn't say that, no.
Quote, yes, she did.
Oh, my God.
And they all basically said, look, Mariah, we ain't got time for this. You're getting paid too much money. We've got one day. Just do it. We're not sure if she did or not. And we're not sure if
she's in the movie, isn't she?
Well, we're not actually sure if her scenes made the movie in the end.
Oh.
Wait and see once that movie comes out.
What was it called?
Hang on. Let me just get my piece of paper back. It was called The House.
The House.
Yes, it's a comedy.
Righto.
Well, it's
Will Ferrell.
Bit.
Yeah.
And
she's a serious bit. Maybe I'll just show all the outtakes at the end. That'll be the funny bit.
I don't want to die in the movie. Yeah. In other news.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Fresh from breaking up with Tanaka and trying to get James back, failing miserably.
Yeah.
She's decided to take Tanaka back.
What?
That's right.
I can't keep up. She's taking Tanaka back?
Yes.
He's taking her back?
She was hanging out with her ex-husband to make Brian Tanaka jealous, and it worked.
What?
They were spotted feeding each other at a restaurant.
Tanaka. And Mariah.
Yeah, feeding each
after
other.
After they'd broken up.
Yeah, once they were getting back together because she'd won him back, you see.
Oh.
Keep up, all right? So they're looking like they're going to have a quickie marriage now.
Are they going to have children?
Oh, I hope not.
No, she's 49, isn't she?
She could still have a couple.
Not naturally.
She could feed too, no worries. Looking at that picture.
All I saw was
boobs. What do you normally see when you see Mariah?
Boobs.
But anyway, so she's back with Tanaka now.
Okay.
She has the toy boy back.
Oh.
But don't worry, he won't last.
No.
No.
What is it you see again?
Boobs. Hey, I know you thought I'd have no more news on her, but I have Caitlyn Jenner news.
Caitlyn Jenner?
I know.
What's news with Caitlyn?
She's not on telly anymore.
Well, she's not winning any more awards.
After the book came out, that was the final straw. So she's off keeping up with the Kardashians.
Apparently she's off.
It's not official.
Chris said, you're not coming back on my show.
As did the rest of the girls.
Oh, the daughters.
Yeah. They've all taken mum's side.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's not happy families there.
Right.
But a job offer has come through for Caitlyn.
Really?
She's going to have to move countries, though.
Oh.
UK Celebrity Big Brother is reportedly waving nearly $2 million at Caitlyn to get her to sign up to be on the next series of Celebrity Big Brother.
She won't do that.
I don't know.
$2 million.
$2 million dangling in front of your face.
I guess $2 million is probably a lot more than what she made on her show, IMK.
I would imagine so. And you don't have to stay on Celebrity Big Brother for that long. It's a pretty good pay packet.
Who does so Celebrity Big Brother? Is that Channel 4?
I don't know. I think
it's not the BBC.
No, it's the... Or is it Channel 5? I think it's Channel 5 over in the UK.
They've got a lot of money to splash around, haven't they?
Well, Big Brother's still big. Like, they're up to season 18 of Big Brother over there.
Oh, they still do normal Big Brother?
Normal Big Brother is still on.
Okay.
Yeah. So they reckon she might be a bit of a TV gold in the Big Brother house.
Mm.
So they are offering big-time dollars, and quite frankly, I think they might be right.
Mm. Yeah, they've done it all before. Remember, we had Miriam.
Speak not.
No.
Speak not.
All right, no.
But no, Caitlin would be brilliant on it. Although it does depend who they put her with.
Yes.
And you just know they'll be putting somebody in there that she
was going
will
to offend her.
Hate.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.